We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's a beautiful day at Delaware Academy in Delhi. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here today as we have the Delhi Bulldogs hosting the Sydney Warriors in a Section 4 football clash, a division clash today as well here between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. So, Sky, we have perfect weather. I always love coming over here in the fall. It's a very pretty backdrop as you look over on the side hill, and should be a fun and exciting football game today.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here. Happy for the nice weather we've got. As you said, the beautiful backdrop. We've got a great division matchup on hand today. Should be fun.
Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Butler has the huge selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney. Of course, Route 7 Riverside and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. At Butler Auto Sales, they will get you financed. You can apply for credit online and see the great selection at butlerautosales.com and their new location there on Route 7 Riverside is beautiful, so you got to stop over and see that. The staff at Butler Auto Sales wishes the best to all coaches, players, and fans here in today's game. You know, kind of a tale of two teams here, Sky. Delhi coming in absolutely rolling right now, 2-0. They've looked really good in the early part of the year. Sydney's had a tough schedule. They come in 0-2, but they've hung tough in those two games.
Yes, Sydney lost their first game 14-7 to Dryden last week, had a tough matchup against the Spencer Van Etten team who played very well last year in 8-man, I believe.
Yes, they did.
And now they're back up in 11-man, so two tough scheduled first two games for Sydney. But they're led by a nice senior in Chris Moreno and two solid sophomores. So I'll be looking to see how they play today, and Dylan Easton and Corbin Cash.
Yeah, Dylan Easton has been very impressive coming in to fill the role at the quarterback position. Coach Matthews has put a lot of trust in him this year, and he's done a good job so far. And as we said, Sydney not coming out with two wins in their first two games, but hanging tough against some tough opponents. I mean, Spencer Van Etten Kander won the section last year in 8-man, and they returned a lot of very good players as they came back up to 11-man. So we're hopeful for a good matchup here today. We certainly have great weather, and we're back on the gridiron as we did a soccer game last night. Sky, that was a lot of fun, too.
That was a lot of fun. Very good game. 2-2 tie in overtime. A dramatic finish at the end of the second half with a goal with 30 seconds left. We'll hope to have another great game here today.
We did want to mention that we signed off the air last night without announcing our award winners for soccer. So we wanted to go back and announce who we gave the awards to last night for the soccer game. Again, as Sky said, a 2-2 game between the Unitigo girls last night and Green. It was certainly a lot of fun. And very dramatic as Kylie Musaw scored for Unitigo with 30 seconds left to force overtime. So we gave our Outstanding Offense Award last night to Kylie Musaw from Unitigo. We gave out our Dynamic Defense Award last night to Molly Cornell, the goalie from Green. And we gave out two All-Purpose Awards, Cassie Butler from Green and Avery James from Unitigo. So those are our award winners from the soccer game last night. We're going to pause for the national anthem, and we're going to have Sydney and Delhi football when we come back here on WCDO.
Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I'm proud to say that even through the supply chain issues, we've continued to provide the biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the area, usually over 100 at any given time. We have also continued to offer our guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit situation.
And I'm Jeff Newman, here to remind you that with the winter driving season fast approaching, the Butler Auto Service Department is ready to care for your vehicles. We have a highly trained, experienced service team that is equipped with the very latest state-of-the-art equipment. I'm also happy to say that we've reopened our Delaware Avenue lot to greet and meet with customers.
And you'll be happy to know that rentals are back for local use. So if you have an accident or a lengthy repair, Butler Auto Rentals will be here to help. We'll even work directly with your insurance company so you don't have the hassle.
So when it's time for your next vehicle, we hope you'll see our extensive selection at Butler Auto Sales with two locations on Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, or Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. And check out all the vehicles online at butlerautosales.com.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. A beautiful day here at Delaware Academy. Nate Lull joined by Sky Thompson. Of course, Sky is an Oneonta grad, helped coach for a couple of years for Walton football as well.
Can't say stuff like that over here.
Yeah, we might get you kicked out of the box here with something like that. We took an Oneonta guy to Norwich and you survived.
Yeah.
So, but you helped out with Walton and you're the current Franklin boys basketball coach. So glad to have you here today as we're getting ready for Sydney, visiting Delhi here as we're doing our coin toss right now. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Head over to Butler. They have a great selection, over 120 vehicles on two lots right there in Sydney. So they're going to have probably what you're looking for. If they don't, they're going to go get it for you. As Mike Butler and his staff, they take very good care of their customers right there in Sydney. So Delhi is going to be in the home maroon tops with the gray pants and the white helmet here today. Has that black stripe down the middle there. Sydney is in the road white tops with the maroon pants and the gray helmet with the maroon Sydney S on the side. So waiting for the results here of the coin toss. Looks like Sydney is going to be going left to right on your radio dial to start things off. Delhi going right to left. They're going to receive here for the opening kickoff. So right away, the Sydney defense guy is going to have to hold strong because this Delhi offense, very potent, put up 51 points last week against Bainbridge Guildford.
They are. I had the pleasure of watching them in the week that we didn't do any radio coverage against Oneonta. Very impressed by this Delhi offense. Ryan Wilson and Luke Schnabel, very, very hard to contain. Both, they'll put their head down. They'll go through you. They can go around as well. Very talented players for Delhi.
Well, that's the thing. Those guys have a lot of varsity experience, a couple of years now. They're very athletic. They're very quick. We've seen that with Schnabel on the basketball court. And they just, we kind of talked about it before we jumped on the air here, kind of a reckless abandon. I mean, they don't care. They'll run over you, around you, through you. It doesn't matter. They love playing the game. I'm excited to watch that here today. And you know, Luke Schnabel's back here to receive. He's a dangerous guy. You get him in some space. That'll be fun to watch.
And those two by no means are the only weapons. They're just the two that I remember a lot. But Delhi is loaded with the amount of weapons that they have. We were talking about that before the game as well. A lot of options, which is tough to guard.
Yeah, definitely tough. Sydney has their hands full today against this Delhi Bulldogs squad. But we'll see how it goes. We're also going to try to get you some updates. Our one other local football game today is Walton hosting Spencer Vanette and Kander just down the road. So we'll try to get you some score updates when we can from the Walton Warriors game. They're also 2-0. So not until the last game of the regular season do Delhi and Walton meet up, but who knows what it's going to be like by then. That could be a great late-season matchup for sure between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. So Sydney kicking off. It's going to be a little squibber that's fielded by Delhi. They lost control of it, but they do fall on it at the 38-yard line. Excellent field position here for the Bulldogs to start off, and Coach Matthews always loves that short squib kick to try to put the pressure on the other team.
Absolutely, and kicking deep, as we said, Delhi's got some weapons back for them. You don't want to take your chances. Maybe we can get something quick here, change the momentum of the game, but as you mentioned, now Delhi's got some pretty good field position to start off.
So our first look of the day at the Delhi offense here as they'll break the huddle. What were you most impressed with when you saw them against Oneonta in that scrimmage?
The amount of different ways that they can attack you, around the end as well as up the middle. There's just a lot of different ways that they'll come at you.
Here is Logan Nealis, the quarterback, who is under center. They're going to run it on first down, hand off to Schnabel on the outside, up to the 45-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds, but easily a pickup of six or seven there for the Bulldogs on first down. Really nice play for Schnabel. And just what you were saying, Scott, he can get to the edge in a hurry, and if you want to, you can answer right back with Delhi with Ryan Wilson, who's got a lot of power. I think we might see him running between the tackles today.
Absolutely, and as I said, both ways they can attack you, but both guys are willing to go inside, outside, and they have a very good quarterback that you mentioned as well, who was very impressive to me as well, throwing the ball.
Opening drive of the day here for the Bulldogs. We're scoreless and just underway. Hand off to Wilson between the tackles. Lunging forward, going to be good for a first down for the Bulldogs right at midfield. Two runs, and they pick up a first down, and they move the sticks.
With the two guys that we highlighted to start the game, not surprised there, but they have a lot of weapons to go to.
You know, it's been interesting to watch Delhi the last couple of years. When you just think back a few years ago, they were throwing it all over the field with Alex Hayden, some of the weapons that they had there. Now, maybe more ground and pound. We'll see here today. First and 10 here for the Bulldogs. Going to hand it off on that first and 10. Going right back to Wilson. He's got some space, and he's off to the races. And this is going to be a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown. The seas opened for him, and a 50-yard touchdown here for the Bulldogs. They go up 6-0 on the third play of the game.
And that was a turnaround handoff right up the middle, right up the gut. But as you said, the seas parted there. Great hole created by the offensive line. And Wilson was off to the races, not caught.
So not even a minute into the game, and Delhi takes a 6-0 lead, and he saw that hole, he hit it hard, and he was gone, and Sydney had no answer for it there. And so we're going to have the extra point attempt here by Luke Schnabel as everybody gets set on the line and we wait for the snap. Schnabel with a very good leg, this one up and plenty of distance, and that is good. So Delhi with an early 7-0 lead on Sydney, three plays, and they cash in for seven. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. A early 7-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney with 11:04 to go in this first quarter. Kickoff here by Delhi. And they immediately got down the field. Good job on special teams to make the tackle. And so we'll have Sydney starting off at the 24-yard line going left to right with the white tops and the maroon pants here. And a nice job by the special teams unit there, Scott.
Yes, and that was returned by Logan Russo. He's another sophomore for Sydney. They have a lot of young players that I'm encouraged to see. We talked about on your pregame show how they have that group of athletes coming up through. I'm very interested to see how they do.
A throw on first and 10 to the outside is complete, good for about 5 yards on the outside. And so move forward a little bit here for the Warriors. 11 minutes to go in this first quarter, and a 7-0 lead for Delhi. And, you know, interested to watch this QB today, Dylan Easton. They're very high on him after coming up from some of the modified and JV programs over the last couple of years. Going to hand off here on a second down. They go to Moreno between the tackles. He's good over the 35, out to the 37, and move the chains here for Sydney. And Logan Russo was the guy who made that catch on the first down. So a nice pass and a nice run. Sydney always has a lot of good variety, I feel like.
Yes, and Coach Matthews does a great job of play calling as well. They've always impressed me with the way that they progress their plays from one to the next one, setting up different things.
Going to be a first down here for Sydney. Again, going left to right. They're at the 37-yard line. Easton wants to roll out and throw, and he does, and he's got Russo to the outside at the 45. And it seems like maybe Sydney saw something on film here where they can quickly get rid of the ball, get it out of the pocket, and get to the outside. Picked up of about 6 yards there, I would say.
Great play call again. He had his quarterback rolling out to the right, a quick short pass like that. When you get the quarterback on the move, it makes it tougher for the defensive line to be able to get back there and create that pressure.
10.5 to go in the first quarter here in Delhi today. The Bulldogs with an early 7-0 lead over Sydney. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Always appreciate their support. Second down at about 3 to go. QB keeper here for Easton, and he's wrapped forward. I think the tackle actually brought him over the first down marker, and so we'll move the chains again here for Sydney.
As an offensive player, that's one of your favorite types of ways to get tackled, where he brings you forward and you get the first down.
Yeah, nice tackle there by Matt Griswold, but Easton was just far enough to get that first down. So they are at about their own 49-yard line here. But I got to say, a nice couple of plays here for Sydney so far, moving the ball well.
And they're doing a lot of quick hitters. Those pass plays are not ones that are designed to be go back, hold, and throw. They'll get rid of it quick.
Here is Easton. On first down, throws to the outside, almost intercepted there. That one was up for grabs, and Logan Nealis got his paws on it and knocked it down for Delhi.
Looked like Easton that time didn't catch the snap too well to get it in his hands. Maybe that affected the way he threw it.
So 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading Sydney 7-0, live from Delaware Academy today. What a beautiful fall day here at Delaware Academy. We always seem to get great weather when we come over to do these games here. And so this is going to be a second down and 10 for the Warriors. They get the play from the sideline. Three wide receivers are split out to the right and one to the left. as Sidney goes left to right. QB is Dylan East, and he's in the shotgun. Snap is high, but he hauls it down. Tries to throw over the middle, almost intercepted by Ryan Wilson. In and out of his hands, and incomplete. Third and 10 coming up. Easton really looking to get rid of the ball quickly. Delhi starting to hone in on what he's trying to do here.
As a defense, when you see a lot of quick hitters like that, sometimes they'll bring their players forward a little bit, not give as much space on the line of scrimmage or the first 5 yards. And then if you try to play hit those quick hitters like that, you'll see right there the middle linebacker and Wilson's right there.
Yeah, they were reading that one very well. I think Easton's going to have to be careful, try to look off some guys and make sure he's not telegraphing that pass. Third and 10 for Sidney, QB keeper, and the rush is coming, and he's buried. Buried in the backfield. Fourth down coming. Griswold leads the charge for the Bulldogs, and they wrap him up. Nice play there by the Delhi defense, and a lot of these guys on the line have been here for a few years, so they know what they're doing. And a fourth down now, it looks like Sidney's going to have to punt this one away at their own 45. We'll see if we see any sort of trickery here from Coach Matthews, but with 9.5 to go in the first quarter, Delhi leading 7-0. And they'll look to get the ball back. And so this will be Dylan East in the QB on punt duty here. Be about a fourth down and 12 if they were going to try anything. Just going to be a regular punt here. Spiral punt bounces at the 25, takes a Sidney roll up to about the 22. And so that is where the Bulldogs will take over. With 9:09 to go in the first quarter and Delhi leading 7-0. A good drive for Sidney, but they stall at midfield there, Sky.
Started off looking pretty good, but I think Delhi made a couple adjustments, as we said, maybe bringing the guys up a little bit more for those quick-hitting pass plays that Sidney was trying. You saw a couple very close plays to an interception, so nice adjustment by Delhi, but I'm sure Coach Matthews will go right back and make his adjustments as well.
So Delhi again in the maroon tops, the gray pants, the white helmets, taking over with an early 7-0 lead on their own 22-yard line, going right to left. And we'll see what the offense does here on this second drive. They had 3 runs on their last drive before a 50-yard touchdown run by Ryan Wilson. And looks like they're going to try to throw on first down, a pass way up top, and they got a receiver, and it's complete at the 50 into Sidney territory at the 45. Angelo Kristen is able to haul that one in. Of course, he's a great basketball player here as well for DA. Nice and tall, and he's able to haul that one in.
As a quarterback, having a nice tall target like that's always very nice to have.
They have him listed as 6'6 here on the roster.
Wow.
I would say maybe 6'5, but all right, I'm going to give him 6'5 there. But he easily had a couple inches there on the defender and was able to haul that in. Nice pass play.
Adding a couple inches always looks good on the stat sheet.
Yes, it does. 8:45 to go first quarter. Delhi driving once again. They go right back to Wilson. He slices through the defense, and he's still running. 25-20 before he's brought down. And Delhi is running wild here in the early going. And finally, the Sidney defense was able to bring him down with Connor Vandersommen.
Another solid run right there by Wilson, Nate.
Yeah, boy, he disappears into the tackles, and then he seems to pop out the backside, and he's off and running. And we talked off-air before we got started here today. He's such a nice kid off the field. He's become more aggressive on the field and kind of said, all right, it's my senior year. This is what I got to do. So it's going to be a first and 10 for Delhi there on the Sidney 21. They go to Schnabel. He's wrapped up in the backfield and brought down. A good tackle here by the Sidney Warriors. Quentin Beckwith breaking through to bring him down.
Another sophomore for Sidney there, number 21, Quentin Beckwith.
Yeah, Beckwith, a good, strong kid. Very good baseball player as well for the Warriors, breaking through to make that tackle. 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 7 and Sidney nothing. Ball is back on the Sidney 25-yard line now, about a second down and 15 to go, so a loss of 5 on that play. And the Bulldogs have one wide receiver to the right, one to the left. Going to do a fake handoff here, and they do a little end-around, but a good read by the Sidney defense, able to bring down the runner on the play there. And Sidney clips a couple of more yards there, so it's going to be third down and long coming up here for the Bulldogs. So 7.5 to go first quarter, Delhi 7, and Sidney nothing. Key third and long here. What do you think we're going to see here, Scott, from the Bulldogs?
Well, Wilson's been working up the middle, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see another pass play.
And so this has Nealis in the shotgun. Man in motion is Schnabel. Wants to throw over the middle. He's got a receiver over the head of Angelo Kristen. He was open, though, just a little bit on the overthrow there by Nealis. And so 7:05 to go in the first quarter. What'd you see there, Coach?
I wasn't surprised it was a pass play. Sometimes, though, when you have a guy that gets that wide open, you get a little excited and you just put a little too much on it, which is exactly what happened there. Or you sometimes can do the opposite, where you don't put enough on it and the guy has to stop and the defender catches up. But I think that's what happened there. But now they're going to go for it. I'll be interested to see what they do here.
Fourth down and about, I would say, 13 to go. They're on the Sydney 25-yard line. They look like they want to go back to the air. They're going to go for the right corner of the end zone. They got a man, and it is complete for a touchdown. Far side for Noah Dungan, I believe, is on the wide receiver on that far side. 13-0 for Delhi now with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Great pass there from Nealis.
He made up for it. No, but that was a great pass right there. Great route, ran by the receiver, put him in the right spot.
Yeah, all Dungan had to do was look over the shoulder, and it was right there for him. Nice play, and we're going to have the extra point attempt here by Schnabel with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Waiting for the snap. Hold is good, and up and through, and it's good. 14-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. You're listening to High School Football on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
A 14-0 lead for the Delhi Bulldogs over the Sydney Warriors with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Skyler Thompson with you here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. A small run back for Sydney, and they're going to start on their own 20-yard line, going left to right. Again, the white tops, the gray helmets with the Sydney S on the side in maroon, and the maroon pants here today. So a first and 10. Let's see what the Warriors can do. One wide receiver to the right, two to the left. They're going to try to run up the middle with Marino, but he runs right into a wall of maroon and gray, but it's the maroon and gray of Delhi, and they bring him down maybe after a gain of one.
We got to stop doing these games where the teams are like the same colors. Last night, the soccer game. Today, the football game.
Yeah, last night we had white and green on both sides. Today, that maroon and white. So, it's, yeah, the color's always fun to talk about, but it's like when we do Walton and Sydney's Battle of the Warriors. You can't even use the mascot sometimes.
Nope.
So, 6.5 to go in the first quarter, and Delhi leading here 14-0. The offense has looked very potent so far for the Bulldogs on a beautiful and crisp fall day here at Delaware Academy. Here's the snap. Easton wants to throw and passes complete to the outside for Logan Russo once again.
Actually incomplete, Nate.
Oh, yeah, incomplete. Looked like he was going to dig it out of the dirt, but it was a little low. And so a third down coming up, third and 9 for Sydney.
You know, it looked like it was, but we can't see from up here. It might have been just short where the ground may have assisted with the catch, which is we don't have replay to review, but it's always a tough one to call.
Yeah, he was around and in good position, but that throw did just look a little low. And so a third down and 9 coming up, even if he catches that, it's maybe a gain of 2.
Yeah, and of course in high school, if you're on the ground at all, you can't get up in advance like you can in the NFL.
So coming up on 6 minutes to go in the first quarter, here's the snap. Easton wants the throw, left side, good looking pass, but a miscommunication on that far side, falls incomplete, fourth down coming up. And receiver just wasn't out there. He was looking for Lucas DeMott. And the defender actually fell down, but still, Sydney wasn't on the same page. Fourth down coming.
I think that's the perfect way to say that, because it looked like the quarterback was on one, you know, train of thought, and the receiver's on another one. And I think it was just a simple miscommunication. But if they were on the same wavelength that time, as you said, the defender fell, that could have gone for a big game.
Yeah, field is in great condition here at Delaware Academy, but was a little, still a little wet when I walked down there, just from that kind of morning dew that we had, that morning fog. And so defender slipped, And Sydney is unable to take advantage. A punt here for Sydney goes sky high, straight up in the air, and it's going to take a Delhi bounce, and Sydney's going to have to touch it right there. That punt maybe went 5 yards, folks. I'm talking straight up, and Delhi is going to have absolutely amazing field position here on about the Sydney 27. Kudos to the line that broke through, and I think Easton was worried about getting that blocked.
That's exactly what it looked like. The Delhi line got a lot of pressure through, and if you can think of an infield fly in baseball, that's exactly what that punt was, and I think it's because of that pressure, like you said.
Yeah, totally agree. He kind of had to take a step back, booted it, and it went straight up in the air. So here's Delhi knocking on the door again with 5:55 to go in the first quarter, and Delhi leading 14-0 over visiting Sydney. Delhi coming in with a 2-0 record. They pitch to the right side. Here's Schnabel. Turns on the Jets to the 20. Cuts back 15-10 before he's wrapped up and brought down on that far side. Tackle from Sydney was by Trevor Harrington. So a nice run there. They're going to advance the chains. And here's Delhi again, 10 yards away from scoring their third touchdown here of the first quarter. The offense is looking good. And Sydney just trying to hold tight here on defense. With 5.5 to go in this first quarter, Delhi currently leading 14-0. Some very good-looking teams in Section 4 Class D this year. Delhi's off to a hot start, Walton as well. And, of course, Tioga looks very, very good, as they always do. Waiting for the snap. Nealis, QB keeper, fakes the handoff. Swallowed up, though, by the Sydney defense. Nice job there by the Warriors to snuff that out so he couldn't find anywhere to go. Quentin Beckwith, again, with the tackle.
I don't think he was supposed to keep that one. Looks like a miscommunication on the handoff, but great awareness by the quarterback, making sure that he picked up at least something on a broken play there.
So second down and about 9 to go. I would call it second and goal here as they are inside the 10. And if they get a first down, they'll be in the back of the end zone. So second down coming up, as I said, for the Bulldogs. Two wide receivers split out to the left side. And looks like they're going to hand one off here to Sam Davis to the outside. Sydney holding strong, though. The defense is able to collapse and not allow Davis, who's a good, strong runner, to break through. So a good job by the Warriors to close that hole up. Cole Goodspeed leading the charge there for Sydney. And so a third down and about 7 to go here for the Bulldogs. So it does appear Davis picked up 1 or 2 yards on that play. Coming up on 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Waiting for the snap. Nealis has two wide receivers to the right. He's in the shotgun. Rolls out right side. Passes complete and a touchdown. Here for Luke Schnabel. Got away from his defender. Caught it right at the pylon. And another 6 points for Delhi. So a 20-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. And the extra point coming on. Nice route there by Schnabel for sure.
And a great play call. We saw that one from Sydney earlier where the quarterback gets the snap, immediately rolls out to the right. See it here for Delhi. Great route, as you said, by Schnabel. Great throw by the quarterback. It's a harder throw than it looks, actually. And great play to score.
And the extra point by Schnabel is up and good. So he was a part of all 7 of those points that Delhi just put on the board. We'll step away. Delhi 21, Sydney nothing with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 21-0 Delhi on top of Sydney. High school football on a beautiful Saturday afternoon at Delaware Academy here. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you. Look at the out-of-town scoreboard here. 8-8 down the road. Walton and Spencer Vanette and Kander with about 5 minutes to go in the first quarter there. Walton jumped out to an 8-0 lead, but Spencer was able to answer. So 8-8 between Walton and Spencer Vanette and Kander. First and 10 here for Sydney as they start at their own 25-yard line here after the return by Lucas DeMott. And so run of about 3 yards here on first down. So second and 7 coming up after that run by Chris Moreno.
And I'm sure both teams' listeners and people here are probably happy with that update because very important game down the road. As you said, two teams that are going to be competing for top spot of that division.
Yeah, two very good teams in the division. Of course, we wanted to be here today to support the two local teams in our area. As Easton gets swallowed up here by that Delhi defense, 3 or 4 tacklers breaking through, led by Sam Davis, to bring down Easton. He had nowhere to go. With 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and again, Delhi leading Sydney 21-0. So this is going to be a third down and about 8 to go for Sydney, going left to right. And they're deep in their own end, about their own 26-yard line, I would say, here. Maybe the 27. Waiting for the play from the sideline here with 2:45 to go in the first quarter. Glad to have you along. Of course, we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a little while. We can keep an eye on that Walton game down the road as well, get you some more score updates, and go through some first-half stats. Here's Easton on third down, wants to toss one up into the sky. He's got a receiver. It's complete at the 49-yard line. Logan Russo hauling that in, just out-jumped the defender, moved the sticks there for Sydney. Great play.
That was a great play and a great adjustment. I think the ball got a little bit more air on it than they wanted, but great adjustment by the receiver, Logan Russo. He's made a few very nice plays so far.
Yeah, Russo just read that very nicely and just kind of out-jumped the defender, hauled it in, and our biggest pass play of the day for the Sydney Warriors right there. Now, if you'll see on the far side, Sky, up on that left wing side, is a new guy for Sydney this year. Jalen Reardon transferred in from Worcester. Very good athlete, and what I got to see from his time with the Wolverines, they try to go to him immediately. He's about 6'5 on the outside, but it deflected off his hands and incomplete on first down. But if they can use his height, could be a nice piece for the offense here.
I am very familiar with him and his height, actually.
Oh, that's true. Franklin and Worcester, you would know, yes.
He is a very good athlete, and I don't know how much football playing experience he has. He is a junior, so he'll be able to have another year, but this year learning and getting that experience, he'll be a weapon.
Yeah, Coach Matthews said he's pretty much brand new to the game. As here's a second down, and the defense breaking through once again for Delhi. It's going to be a third down and 15 coming up. As again, that Delhi line breaking through. That was Orion All, I believe, with the tackle. And Luke Sanford breaking through as well. But yeah, going back to Reardon, going to be a great athlete for Sydney all around track. He was here for track last year, did a great job high jumping, does some other events. He's good with hurdles as well. And he'll be a great addition to the basketball team.
Absolutely. He's a great athlete. That's the thing that I noticed right away. As soon as you walk in the gym and you saw him, even in warm-ups, he's just a really good all-around athlete. 6'5", they got him listed at, and he can move, too.
Yeah, it seems like he's grown since the last time I saw him. Easton on a third and long, throws, looking for Russo. Pass was too tall, incomplete. Fourth down at midfield for Sydney. Going to be about a fourth and 13 here for the Warriors. With a minute and a half to go in the first quarter, Delhi leading 21-0. And so Sydney will be punting away once again, giving it right back to this Bulldogs offense. Another nice drive. That long pass play to Russo looked really good, but the drive stalls at midfield.
You can see that they got these young guys, and you can see where the development, where the talent, as we talked about, where the talent is coming up through this system.
I know that Sydney is very excited about some of these younger players, and even players that are still down in the younger programs. They think they could do very well in a couple of years down the road. Great punt here. And Reardon's going to chase it down. They pin Delhi inside their own 5 with 1:23 to go here in the first quarter. A great punt there by Easton, and he got the good roll on it as well.
I think they got all the way down like the 2 or 3 yard line. That was a great punt.
So another out-of-town score update. Walton jumps ahead of Spencer Vanette and Kander 16-8. Still in the first quarter down there in the land of the Orange Crush.
There you go.
Got to love driving through Walton this time of year, and you see all the signs on the telephone poles there, one of my favorite things to drive through and read all those, and just a lot of pride down there, that's for sure.
Another cool thing that they do that they hang up is all the veterans, they hang up on the light poles and stuff like that. It's a very cool thing to see as well.
First and 10 here for the Bulldogs. They're going to pitch to the outside. They're in their own end zone. Schnabel's going to have to hustle the guy, and he does. Gets him a little breathing room out to the 10-yard line here for the Bulldogs. Going to be very close to a first down. Actually, he didn't get as much as I thought. Going to be about a second and 5. You know, speaking of those veterans on the light poles, I've been seeing that in more and more towns in my travels. Was noticing it was in New Berlin and South New Berlin the other day when I went up to Unadilla Valley, and just everywhere I go, it seems like that's becoming a new thing, which I absolutely love that.
I was on my way last night to the game. I think it was Bainbridge what I was going through, and they do it there too, and I love stuff like that.
And they even have some of their first responders on the poles, which I think is another great idea. So about a minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. Delhi leading Sydney 21-0, and Delhi's not on the same page, so they call a timeout to talk things over here, and the coaching staff will come out to get them reset again. We'll take a 30-second break. Again, Delhi leading Sydney. Section 4 football here, 21-0. First quarter action on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. A 21-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney. Nate Lull and Skylar Thompson with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And you can go back and listen to this game. It'll be in our game audio archive. I have a little work to do on our game audio archive. Have to do some reshuffling of things, so we're going to have a bunch of the games that we've done recently on the game audio archive on Monday. I'll be able to get that all set so you can go back and listen to any of these games. And if you want to listen to last night's soccer game that we did, we'll make sure that's up there for you as well. All on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Waiting for the snap here on second down. Out of the timeout, they go to Schnabel to the outside. We got a flag on the play. Schnabel's out to the 28-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. That flag came right around the line of scrimmage there, so we'll see what they get. With 1:08 to go in the first quarter, and Delhi leading 21-0. Looks like this one might be coming back here.
Yep. Normally, when the flag is thrown in that area, you don't want to assume, but usually I would say it's a holding penalty, and it looks like that was what the call was.
They were trying to get some room for Schnabel to go to the outside, and looks like somebody grabbed a little bit too much jersey there.
They always say there's holding on every play. It's just a matter of if it's worth calling or not.
One of my favorite podcast quotes was when we interviewed Tony DiLello, who, of course, was a very good football player, went on and played in college at AIC out in Massachusetts, and he's a lineman. He goes, you know, linemen never get the credit. You're in there doing the dirty work. But he goes, you know, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. So I said, you know what? I like that, you know, because he goes, yeah, I was grabbing and holding on every play. It's how much can you get away with it, so.
And they do teach, like, certain techniques of ways to get away with it, too. Obviously not a lineman, so don't know all of them, but.
Right. Going to be a handoff here on second down. And Delhi breaking to the outside here. They go to the right as they are going right to left on your radio dial. A run there, I believe, for Nealis. I think it was a QB keeper. I'm not 100% sure. No, it was Davis. Excuse me, Sam Davis on the run. So this is going to bring up a 3rd and 2. It was hard to see on that far side of the field. Ball is now away from the end zone, so out to about the 11-yard line. So you have a little breathing room. 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading 21-0 over visiting Sydney here. Glad to bring you today's contest on WCDO. 3rd and 2 could be the last play of the first quarter. Handoff is going to be good for a first down to Schnabel, falling his way forward. And they're going to move the chains here with 25 seconds to go in this first quarter, so that'll stop the clock. And so a nice job by Delhi here. You know, it presents a lot of pressure when you're backed up against your own goal line. I mean, they pretty much started this drive on their own two.
And it makes you have to call different plays, too, because you know you're right up against your own end zone, so you don't have the ability to call the same plays that you would if you're out on a 20-yard line, 30-yard line, stuff like that.
End of the first quarter down in Walton, and it is 16-8, Walton on top of Spencer Vanette and Kander. Last play of the first quarter here, it looks like they're going to pass over the middle, complete to Angelo Christian at the 40, out to the 50, still on his feet, and he's got one man to beat. He's at the 30, to the 20, to the 10, and that's going to be about a 70-yard touchdown for Angelo Christian. As time expires in the first quarter, a huge pass play there for the Bulldogs.
Here we were thinking they might run the clock out in the quarter, and you see about 70-yard touchdown, as you said.
Nice job there. He caught that one, had to shake off one defender, and then out-sprint one defender on that far side, and he's able to gallop the rest of the way, and so we'll have the extra point attempt coming up here. So Delhi 27, Sydney nothing, and we wait for the extra point from Schnabel, and a great pass play there from Nealis. Boy, he's showing off the arm today. Waiting for the snap, it's low, but the hold is good, and the extra point is up and good. End of the first quarter, Delhi 28 and Sydney nothing. We'll be back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. End of the first quarter, start of the second here, and Delhi football leads Sydney 28-0. Thanks for listening. Nate Lull and Skyler Thompson with you this afternoon on a nice, beautiful fall day at Delaware Academy as we look over the hill and take a look at SUNY Delhi. I have not been up there to see the new turf field yet. I know you and I have both said we'd like to go up there and catch a soccer game. There's some locals playing for the men's team and the women's team. And Neil Riddell Field over there, I would love to go see it. I know they put in a lot of work this summer. We definitely got to get up there.
We definitely will. I mean, for personal reasons, obviously have a former player on the men's soccer team who played for my basketball team. But it's a great facility, and as you said, beautiful new turf field up there. I know it was a big addition for them, and it seems like it's going just as well as they could have hoped.
I think that's going to be a huge recruiting tool. I mean, the campus really, they've done so many nice things over the last, 10 or 15 years to keep upgrading the campus. It's wonderful up there. We'll talk more about that in a second. Here's the kickoff to start the second quarter, and Sydney will bring it out here. They got a little room to work with, hauling his way all the way up to about the 30-yard line here for the Sydney Warriors is Lucas DeMott. I just wanted to mention Matt Serrell, of course, three-sport athlete from Franklin. Of course, you coached him in basketball. He's having a tremendous start to his freshman season up there for SUNY Delhi. They are just raving about him. I got a chance to talk to the men's soccer coach the other day. They said, we love this kid on the field, off the field. He does all the right things. He's great in the classroom. Scored a goal in his first game. I mean, you can't beat that.
No, off to a very good start. And I knew, I mean, I pick on him all the time, as everyone knows, but really, you have to love the kid on and off the field, court, just great all-around guy.
Yeah, and he's playing defense. So for him to score in that first game, it wasn't like he was, exactly playing center forward or something like that. So kudos to Matt, that's for sure. A lot of flags here on this first down run as Sydney tries to go up the middle. Marino had nowhere to go. Let's see what the call is here. Again, early second quarter, Delhi leading at 28-0 over Sydney. We're also keeping an eye on that Walton and Spencer Van Etten-Kander game. 16-8 was the last check we had Walton on top as they start the second quarter down in Walton today.
Face mask penalty here on Delhi.
Boy, so that's really going to mark off some yardage and bring Sydney all the way up to about the 44-yard line as they go right to left here as we switched ends of the field to start the second quarter. And so good field position now for the Warriors after that face mask.
You always take a free 15 yards whenever you can get it.
Yeah, and they called that one right away, so it must have been pretty obvious down there for the Zebra crew. So going to be a first down and 10 to go near midfield. Easton wants to throw on first down. Pass is low. Did he bring it in? Going to say incomplete. Oh, he wanted that one, too. He came up and kind of looked around like, I got it, right? I got it. He would have caught it right at the 50, but they'll say it hit the dirt. You know, that pass play's still working, though. If they can execute it, it's able to pick up 5 or 6 yards every time.
Yeah, a pass play doesn't have to be one that picks up 50 yards a play. If you move it 5 yards a play, that's still good offense.
Speaking of long passes today, a team that through the first 2 weeks has run a lot has three pass play touchdowns. So Logan Nealis is slinging it all over the field today for the Bulldogs. They lead Sydney 28 to nothing. Pass over the middle. This one off the hands of Lucas DeMott. He couldn't haul it in. Going to be a third down and 10 coming up here for Sydney. Again, right near midfield. And so Easton, the QB, with two good looks there, but his receivers couldn't haul him in. And a third and 10 coming up. Waiting for the play from the side. You know, Sky, one thing I've noticed, it looks like both these teams have pretty healthy numbers. And I know Sydney's missing a couple of guys, and they still have a decent amount of subs over there. But, I mean, on the Delhi sideline here, we've got, I don't know, probably 10 extra guys, I would say.
It's great to see, and we talked about it before. It makes things a lot easier, not just in-game, but at practice, too, because that way you're able to give, you know, as much live look as you can of 11 on 11, because when you're only going against 5, 6, 7 guys, you can't plan that way.
Third down, they're going to go back to the air. They got a receiver. It's Russo, and just about 2 yards over his head, but good coverage there by Delhi. They had two guys that were blanketing Russo. So fourth down coming up. What do? You're near midfield. Do you roll the dice here? The look on your face said, nope, Nate, they should probably punt this away. But, you know, you're fourth down here. What do you do?
You know, it's tough to say. You know, you're down early. There's still a lot of time left in this game, but it looks like they're trying to figure it out, too. It's a long decision that's being taken right now by Sydney, but it does look like they're bringing the punting unit on.
Yeah, it looks like Easton is ready to punt. I got to give some credit here to Walton reporter, our photo guy, Ben Patton. He's got the baby with him here today.
Oh.
So he's taking photos for the paper, and he's got the baby with him. I love that. Going to be a punt here for Dylan Easton, high into the air. It's going to take a good Sydney bounce, and another great punt here from Easton, right down to the 10, and that is where Delhi will take over. With 11-12 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 28 and Sydney nothing. And look at that. He's walking down to the far end of the field. He's got his son, Grant, right there on his chest. So we were joking about it earlier. He said, yeah, he's like, I'm bringing Grant today. I said, well, just make sure you stay out of harm's way, okay? I mean, don't get...
He really is now. He is at the complete opposite end of the field. And it's great to see him up and moving around, because the last time I saw him was during basketball season where he, you know, had the scooter or crutch around and stuff.
He had broken his ankle, yeah.
Still took great pictures, got all the shots he would have normally gotten, I think. I don't know.
He was dedicated. He had a little scooter, and he couldn't drive. He said that was frustrating. So a bunch of us around the area, if his wife couldn't take him to a game, I'd go pick him up, or someone else would go pick him up, because he does such a good job with the photos. We said, you got to be there. And that was sectional time, so we, you know, everybody really loves his photos, so that was great to see. So Delhi on a first down, nothing doing. Trevor Harrington from the backside is able to rip down the running back, and so this is going to be maybe a loss of one or two on the play. Delhi now going left to right. They're deep in their own end. Ball is going to be spotted. Let's see, right about the, I would say, the 8-yard line here for the Bulldogs, deep in their own end. Yeah, I forgot he had the scooter. He was scooting around all winter, but he was there, and he got it done. And now he's proven he can do it with a baby. That's super, super impressive.
We got to find something that'll really challenge him.
Yeah. We'll have to keep an eye on it, see if he's kind of doing, he's rocking, and then he's taking a photo. Oh, you got to love it. 10.5 to go here in the second quarter. Little end around. They go to Schnabel, cuts to the outside. To the right wing, he's got some daylight, cuts back 20, 25, good move, up to the 30, still on his feet, and brought down at the 33-yard line on the Delhi sideline. Nice run by Luke Schnabel. That'll move the chains. A lot of cutbacks there. That was great.
And great downfield blocking as well by the guys who got downfield. A lot of credit has to be given to them as well to give him a little bit more room. He obviously made a few very nice cuts, made some guys miss, but downfield blocking is huge.
Here's some stats from that first quarter. Quarterback Logan Nealis, 4 for 5 for 149 yards and 3 TDs in the first quarter. And Angelo Kristen, 2 catches for 117 yards and a TD. That's some eye-popping stats for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I hope the person I'm playing in high school fantasy football this week doesn't.
Yeah, right. Going to be a first down and 10 here. They're going to go to the outside, run here for the Bulldogs. 35 up to the 40, turning the corner to the 45. Good for a first down here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Dorian Brisbane coming in and making a nice run off the bench there for the Bulldogs. Before we say anything else, score update. Early second quarter, Walton jumps ahead 22-8 over Spencer, Van Etten, Kander. Nice run there for Brisbane, cutting back from left to right.
22-8, got out to a good start for Walton over there. It's their homecoming game this week. I know everyone, obviously, we already talked about it, gets so excited for football, but especially homecoming, a lot of the past players come back. They got a lot of people there. It's a great atmosphere.
Well, especially with programs like Sydney and Delhi and Walton, where you have those state championships to celebrate, always makes homecoming a little more special. Wilson up the middle, a bull in a china shop, lowers the shoulder, good for a first down. Holy cow, what a run. He wants a break after that one, but he just lowered the shoulder and bulldozed through two defenders.
A bull in a china shop?
Yeah. 9 minutes to go here in the second quarter. That's what it looked like.
I don't know how you think of that on the top of your head like that, but for the viewers, now they know exactly what that was like.
Yeah, I mean, he got through the first line and then just pretty much ran over two defenders. Really nice run.
Really was, though. All kidding aside, we talked about that. He's a great runner. We've seen him break away, but that time lowering his shoulder like a bull, and it was a great run.
Yeah, bull in the china shop. They're going to go back to Brisbane here on first down as they're in Sydney territory, but he's wrapped up Logan Russo for Sydney on the tackle. And they are going to have a penalty flag here on the play. So Delhi going left to right. They're inside Sydney territory at about the 44-yard line. 8:25 to go before the halftime break, and Delhi leads Sydney by a score of 28-0. So let's see what the penalty is here for. Going to go against the Bulldogs guy.
Yep.
Illegal motion is the call, so this is going to back them up, it looks like. And so somebody just jumped a little bit too early here, so this will be back to about the 49-yard line. So going to be 1st and 15 for DA. A big thank you to our good friend Jeff Briggs down on the sideline, keeping stats here for the Bulldogs. Nice enough to send us up some updates when he can. He's had a lot to write about here if you're a Bulldogs fan. He's doing a lot of quick math down there. Going to have another flag here on Delhi.
I think they're going to go 5 yards again, one way.
Yeah, they're going in the wrong direction here, it looks like.
I don't know.
Haven't seen the official call. Oh, this one's going on Sydney.
We're going to just go 5 yards right back.
Yeah, we'll take those right back. And offsides on Sydney will bring Delhi right back to where we started at the 44-yard line. 8:14 to go in the second quarter. Delhi football leading Sydney 28-0. Live from Delaware Academy today. Glad to have you along. Hopefully you're doing something outside on a beautiful day like this. It was so kind of chilly and cold and rainy yesterday. Having the sun back out today makes us feel extra good here today.
And I know we already talked about this, but this view here all around us is just incredible.
I always like to come early when it's still warm, and the view is always great. But if you come late enough, and I think we'll probably be back here again with how good Delhi is they'll hand off on a first down. Lunging forward is Davis across the 40 out to the 37. So this is going to bring up a second down and short, about four to go. But if you come back when the colors change, this is such a nice view up here on the hill.
You can already see a little bit of the trees changing, but I remember we talked about it earlier. The last time I was here was Walton Delhi. It was a little bit later in the year. It was a warm, warm day. It was great, but the colors were changing. It is just beautiful up here.
Yeah, that was a warm day. I believe that game was in October, and always good for a Walton Delhi game, and that was one of the best that I've seen in my time at CDO, but that was definitely a warm one, but the colors were perfect that day. Second down and short, run to the right side, across the 30, out to the 25, and good for a first down here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Move those chains with 7:05 to go in the second quarter, Delhi leading 28-0. And so the Bulldogs on the march once again. I think Sydney has done some really nice things here today, Sky. It's just that at times Delhi has been able to assert their will And that's been the difference. And they've been able to go through the air, and that's been very impressive for the Bulldogs.
You can see the young players that Coach Matthews really likes and what they have coming up through.
First and 10 now. They want to go back to the air. Nealis looking to throw. He's got a man, tosses it up into the end zone, and it's complete. Touchdown for Schnabel in the back of the end zone. He was nicely covered by the Sydney defense. It doesn't matter. He hauls it in anyways, right in front of Ben Patton. I hope he got a good shot of that one. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Delhi now leads 34 to nothing.
Right by Ben Patton, so he's probably got a great photo, but you hope it was not close enough to where the baby was in play.
So Schnabel is able to haul in his second touchdown of the day, and now he'll be coming back out for extra point duties. Nealis throws his fourth touchdown of the day. That was a 37-yard catch. Extra point is up and no good. They say it went wide to the left. So Delhi leads 34 to nothing with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And top quality Valspar paint for indoor jobs. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Linen tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
A 34-0 lead for Delhi over Sydney with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowell and Skylar Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. And Walton now leading Spencer Van Etten-Kander 30-8 with 5 minutes left in the first half. That game is in Walton today. So, again, Walton leading Spencer Van Etten-Kander 30-8. 6.5 to go here in the second quarter. And a 34-0 score for the Bulldogs over the Sydney Warriors. Sydney on a short return on that kickoff, and they will start at their own 31-yard line. Lucas DeMott had the run back. And so Sydney getting the play from the sideline on a 1st and 10 going right to left on your radio dial. Again, the white tops, the maroon pants, and the gray helmet. Pretty much opposite on the other side. Gray pants for Delhi, maroon tops, and the white helmet. Incomplete on 1st down as Easton tries to throw to the left side, and it finds the dirt.
Once again, looks like the receiver and the quarterback were on a different wavelength with that one. It looked like the quarterback thought he was going to go out. He went in. It's just been that kind of day, unfortunately, for Sydney so far.
Yeah, been that kind of day, it seems, and this is going to be a second down and 10. It seems the idea was, hey, if we can throw a little bit here and maybe try to pick up 3, 4, 5 yards at a time, it's worked, but some of these passes have just gone incomplete. Hand off to Marino up the middle, nowhere to go as he's brought down by the Delhi defense after a gain of about 1 or 2 on the play for Marino. If they could complete some passes, it would certainly open up the running attack for a very talented guy like Chris Marino.
Yeah, and the thing is when you can't complete those passes, the defense can still load up the box and put more pressure and not give as much room on the run. But as you said, those quick passes like that, if they can complete some of those, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 yards of play, it doesn't have to be a 20-yard pass play. It'll open up other things for them. And they've had some good looks. It's just, as I said, a couple times the wavelength isn't there.
Delhi leading Sydney 34-0. 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. A really busy day around the area with football, as well as a big cross-country, a couple of cross-country races, a lot of soccer going on today, and some field hockey. So it's certainly a busy day. Going to be a delay of game called on the Sydney Warriors here, and so that's going to back them up. Again, with 5.5 to go in the second quarter, Delhi leading Sydney 34-0. And so Coach Matthews talking with his guys as they're going to have a 3rd down and 15 coming up. The ball back on the Sydney 25-yard line here late in the second quarter. A very beautiful fall day here in Delhi. Waiting for the snap. Dylan Easton, two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Snap is fumbled by Easton here, but he's able to fall on it. So going to be a fourth down and a country mile, I would say. And they're going to have to punt this one away. A tough break there for Sydney as Easton just couldn't quite hold on to that snap. So 5.5 to go in this second quarter. Delhi leading 34-0. And waiting for the punt away here. But boy, Delhi looking very, very good. The early part of the season, it appears that Delhi, Walton, and Tioga are all on a collision course to meet up somewhere down the road. Of course, they'll have their regular season matchup, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what the playoffs bring. Waiting for the snap here, and going to have a whistle before they can punt this one away. So a false start there on the Bulldogs. Still going to be a fourth and about 15 here for Sydney, so they're still going to punt this away from their own 25-yard line. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. As we look down at the Delhi sideline, looks like a couple of the reserves are starting to get warmed up here. Maybe we'll see some new faces in the second half, some guys that are coming up to maybe try their luck at the varsity level. Good punt here from Easton. Falls down to about the 35. Ball is loose, and Sydney's going to scoop it up, but no, I think Delhi got it back. At the 35-yard line, that ball changed hands about three times. Sydney should have had it. And somehow Delhi got that back, Sky.
Yeah.
As a former punt returner, I can see you grimacing over there.
Well, see, the thing is in that situation, I don't really blame the punt returner because I you never could, you know. But the thing is Sydney tried to pick it up and run with it, and he never picked it up cleanly, and that's what happened. He more or less overran the ball.
Yes.
Tough break for Sydney there.
Sydney should have had that ball on about the 35-yard line. The ball had popped out. Sydney had a chance. They tried to run with it, and it fell back onto the ground, and Delhi is able to fall on it. So the Bulldogs avoid a disaster there, and they will start going left to right on the 35-yard line. With 5 minutes to go in the second quarter, Delhi leading 34-0. Waiting for the snap here, and we will have a whistle against the Sydney Warriors, it looks like. New quarterback in for Delhi, Charlie Haight, has stepped in. Of course, you'll recognize the last name, Alex Haight, as well. A couple years ago, now playing Division I football for Penn. And, of course, Owen Haight as well. Could be on this Delhi team, but has gone to prep school, much like his older brother. And he's playing football at prep school as well, out at Deerfield. So that would have been another weapon that this Delhi team could have had. So 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Delhi leading 34-0. Haight will hand it off, and they'll look to run up the middle here. Over the 40 to about the 43-yard line for Brock Matthijs. And so we're starting to see some fresh legs into the game now for the Bulldogs as they lead 34-0 with coming up on 4.5 to go in the second quarter.
Bring up Alex Haight. We were talking before the game about how good of a team that when he was still here at Delhi they had, and the unfortunate COVID season that they had where we couldn't see how far in the state tournament they would have gone, but I did have the fortune of watching one game that they played. They were very good.
Yeah, we did a bunch of their games that year, and kind of a season that, same with basketball, there was no playoffs, there was no anything, but that year they went undefeated in football and basketball. Here's a run up the middle by Matthijs. Good for a first down across the 45. Slicing and dicing his way up to the 42 for the Bulldogs. But, yeah, that team was very good. A lot of talented players. And it would have been very interesting to see how far they could have gone. How would the clash of Tioga gone? All those things. Because they could just sling it all over the field. But they also had a running game. So it would have been a lot of fun to watch. They reminded me the most of watching some of the teams from Unitiga when I was first here with Tanner Winchester and Ryan Marzell and Nate Wilsey and some of those guys, Josh Firebend ripping it all over the place. That was the most potent offense I had seen since those Unitiga guys were doing it. Hand off up the middle here for Davis. Going to be good for a first down, I believe, across the 35 to about the 32. And I only say that, folks, I realize that there have been many, many other good teams out there. When I started at CDO in 2014, that was the team to watch. And, of course, all roads ended at Tioga as well. They were very good back then. And but that was probably some of the best teams that I've seen in person on the radio, I should say. But obviously, there has been a lot of other very good teams throughout the years. Sydney, Walton, Delhi, Unitego, you name it. So been very lucky in our area.
That Delhi team against Tioga would have been a phenomenal matchup.
Yes, it would. Would have been a very good game. And, you know, Tioga always seems to have an answer. They always do. Going to be a handoff here up the middle. Nowhere to go for Matthijs, and he's brought down. Gets ripped down by his leg there. He was fighting for it. He wasn't giving up, that's for sure. So this is going to be, let's see, good for a first down. Okay. So he got just enough, and ball's going to be spotted about the 32-yard line. Delhi going left to right. They're deep in Sydney territory now with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. And, of course, Delhi leading at Sydney by a score of 34-0. It's been all Bulldogs here today. Seeing some new faces in as, again, we have backup quarterback Charlie Heat into the game now for the Bulldogs, waiting for the snap. He's going to drop back. He's at the 40. Nice-looking ball to the far side, incomplete at the 15-yard line. Looking for his receiver on that far side, falls incomplete. I believe that was Matthijs split out over on to the left-wing side.
And for Charlie, what better guy to work on pass plays with than his brother?
Than your brother, that's right. Certainly big shoes to fill, but, you know, when he's at home, he has a lot of talent around him that, you know, he could certainly rely on to go out and play catch with, including his dad. His dad, very good athlete here at Delaware Academy as well, of course. 2:20 to go here in the second quarter. Delhi 34 and Sydney nothing. Waiting for the snap. They're going to hand it off and a run to the outside. Got more than I thought they would. Across the 30 to the 25. Looks like the ball was on the ground there for a second, Sky, but Delhi was able to recover. Nice job of falling on that by Lane Ackerley.
Lane Ackerley recovered the fumble.
So that ball must have popped out, and Ackerley was able to pick up a few extra yards by falling on the fumble there for a split second. So we're down to a minute 50 to go in this first half. Delhi leading 34-0. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO. Also WCDOsports.com. We want to welcome in all our listeners online. Always glad to have you along. Just remember, that's all courtesy of SFCU. Haight looking around here, trying to bark out some signals, and they're going to have to call a timeout here to get on the same page. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. A minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Delhi 34, Sydney nothing here on WCDO.
Your car, it's so much more than the way you get from here to there. It's a part of your family and how you connect to your community. Most importantly, it's an investment in your future. That's why when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. SFCU has worry-free rates that will put you behind the wheel today. SFCU, banking easier. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. See website for full terms and conditions.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Our score here, Delhi 34 and Sydney nothing as we approach the halftime break, about a minute and a half to go. Score update from down the road, Walton leads Spencer Van Etten-Kander 38-16. They have about a minute left in the first half there. Again, 38-16 for Walton over Spencer Van Etten-Kander. That game is down the road today in Walton. So both games putting up some points here today. I did get the report that Spencer Van Etten, the words, they have one kid who's an absolute freak athlete who has scored their points today. And that reminds me of when we did their eight-man game last year. They had two, three, maybe four guys. Of course, they won the section in eight-man. They could just do anything. They could run. They could catch. It was like having three or four Alex Haights out there. And I know a bunch of those guys went on to play college football, but I know a few were still left this year. So I was interested to see how that transition for them from eight-man back to 11 would go.
And when you lose a lot of guys that are that big a part of your offense, it does take a little bit of time to adjust and replace.
Delhi's going to throw here, and this one is picked off by Sydney. And this is Marino to the 50. to the 40, to the 30. I think he's going to go to the house. 20 to the 10. This is going to be an INT return for the Sydney Warriors with 1:13 to go in the second quarter. Make it 34-6. Marino takes that one to the house for Sydney. Nicely done.
Pick six. Great play by Marino there. And way to just take off and go and get it all the way in the end zone.
Nice job as Delhi was hustling to try to catch him, but he was in the right place at the right time, was able to snatch that up, and takes it to the house. I would say about a 65-yard return there, maybe. And Marino gets Sydney on the board. So Marino with the pick six here with a minute 13 to go in the second quarter. It's Delhi 34 and Sydney 6. And so the extra point duty coming up here for the Sydney Warriors as Jalen Reardon will be doing the kicking. And Coach Matthews said pregame today he's been very happy with the kicking game. Reardon's done a nice job. But he did say that their normal holder is out today. So he said, I can't promise you anything.
We saw in the NFL what happens when you lose a guy on special teams. It can change a lot of stuff.
Here's the hold. Reardon with the kick. This one is up and good. So with a minute 13 to go in the second quarter, it's Delhi 34 and Sydney 7. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So a INT return for Chris Marino, about a 60 to 65-yard INT return. Takes it to the house, makes it 34-7 with a 1:10 to go here in the second quarter. Kickoff goes to Schnabel. They're going to say his knee touched the ground. So.
And he's not saying that.
No, he wanted to go. He said, no, I just slipped there. It's all good. And so Delhi is going to have the ball to start this drive late in the second quarter on about their own 20-yard line. But, you know, kudos to the Bulldogs bringing in some new guys, trying some things. This is a perfect setting to do that.
Absolutely. For them, they got to look at it as not just today, but you never know what might happen down the road with injuries. It's an unfortunate part of the game, but you never know. You want to have all your guys as ready as possible just in case you need them, as well as going forward to the next year and year after that.
Minute 10 to go here in the second quarter. Delhi 34, Sydney 7. Almost to the halftime break here at Delaware Academy. Waiting for the snap. Haight is back under center. Hands to the outside. And the Sydney defense is there, but the running back is still going across the 20. Refusing to go down is Dorian Brisbane. Maybe a gain of one or two on the play, and he really earned it.
Yeah, he earned all that 1 yard.
Clock still moving. We're down to 45 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And it's been an impressive first half here for the Delhi Bulldogs. You know, we knew they could do it on the ground, but they're showing today they can do it through the air. And we'll recap all those stats at the halftime break. But Logan Nealis showing off the arm today.
Been very impressed by the different ways that they can attack up the middle, around the outside, but especially through the air.
Could be the last play of the second quarter here. Haight under center, wants the handoff, run up the middle. Good for maybe a gain of one as the Sydney defense was right there on the line to make sure nobody got through. Wilson on the carry there. Cameron Russo with the tackle for the Sydney Warriors. And that's going to do it. First half in the books, Delhi 34 and Sydney 7. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report in just a few minutes here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other.
Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting Morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
When you hit a deer, have